This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Relentlessly attacking the power structure. You're listening to Alex Jones.
And I love how they try to spin it. Oh, Republicans have all three branches of government. Only because there's enough of them following their oaths. We don't have Hollywood. We don't have the Chi-Coms. We don't have the big banks. We don't have the big corporations. We don't have Google, Facebook, Twitter. We don't have all the universities. We don't have that mass trying to bring down the country. We, in a last-ditch effort, have part of Congress, part of the courts, and the executive. Trump doesn't have real trifecta yet. He gets a hold and even gains seats coming up in the midterms that are only, my God, only a few months away. This is such an incredible time to be alive. If we can hold on, we have really, for this phase of the war, won. And I mean, we can rest, but I mean, this is nail-biting. Roger, get back into Donald Trump Jr. They are honing in on him. I mean, I would say they've said you're the main target right now, but I agree they're well, why do you say he's the main target? I know they've really been going after him. They are just, their arrogance is just unbridled. They are so foolish.
Sources tell me that is their real primary focus, Donald Trump Jr. I want to address something you just said, Alex, which is things in Washington cannot be viewed in terms of Republican-Democrat. That's outmoded thinking. This is patriots versus globalists. This is outsiders versus insiders. The deep state conspiracy is a bipartisan criminal conspiracy. Party label means nothing. People say to me, Robert Mueller is a registered Republican. So what? He's committed crimes on behalf of the Clintons. His party registration is unimportant. Party labels mean nothing. Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, these guys are in bed with the deep state. Their party registration is immaterial. What we need is not a Republican majority. What we need is an American majority. And we're headed in that direction. So don't view things in terms of the parties. No, right now, even though all three branches of government are technically Republican, you have Republicans like Lindsey Graham suggesting that Robert Mueller cannot be fired. Lindsey, I know you can't read very well, but he's entirely fireable. He serves at the pleasure of the executive. And the idea that any one person is above the law is a Republican.
Oh, they're even trying to imply Trump can't do pardons now. It's just pure BS.
No, but it's perfectly all right for Barack Obama to pardon drug dealers and other psychopaths.
And communist bombers.
Precisely. But when Donald Trump uses the pardon power to pardon, say, Jack Johnson, the black boxer, something that Barack Obama has done, I've urged the president to give a posthumous pardon for Marcus Garvey, who I think was harassed by the federal government. There would be an act of justice.
Absolutely. So, well, let's expand on that. I mean, it's beyond just the fact that Trump can do this. He's doing it for good people that aren't drug dealers, that aren't arms dealers, that aren't sex traffickers. And Obama and Clinton all did that, and the media didn't even cover it. I mean, it's just outrageous how criminal these people are.
Well, and they criticized Trump today for not going through the normal pardon process of application being made and going through committees. Have they forgotten the Mark Rich pardon by Bill Clinton where money was paid to the Clinton
Foundation?
But again,
that's the bureaucracy that paid the foundation for the pardon. That's the bureaucracy taking control from the president. Sorry, go ahead.
So it's a perfect example of the double standard. No, we are in for an epic battle in the days and weeks ahead. And you're actually right. There comes a point where when I first learned that federal prosecutors were sifting through every molecule of my being, it upset me. Now all it's done is elevate my ability and my willingness to fight. I am ready to fight. This is an abomination. There is no evidence of Russian collusion or WikiLeaks hijinks. This is nonsense spurred on by the mainstream media. So let's get it on. I am so ready. But I need the support of the InfoWar audience.
That's right. All right. Great job, Roger. We're going to come back in an update on the 30-year-old that got evicted from his parents' house.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1% to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Just a few days ago that we had Mike Rotondo here in studio with us. He's the 30-year-old that last week got evicted out of his parents' house. And my point was, let's humanize him. And I still gave him a stiff talking to here about baby bird getting out of the nest. But I said, listen, we pay, really it's billions a year for taxpayer-paid abortions, taxpayer-paid for sex changes, all this stuff. And billions and billions for anchor babies, illegal aliens from all over the world come in, or they come in on work visas or travel visas and have their babies here from China, Mexico, you name it. That's never demonized or attacked as is freeloading or lazy or bad. At least he was doing it with his parents, and that's still bad enough. But I'd rather have, my kids with me at 30 than, suicided or something or Lord knows what, or on the street on drugs. The point is that I gave him a stiff talking to, but I wanted to get those other talking points in on the back of his story. Because then I could get hundreds of newspapers to quote me saying, he's not a welfare queen compared to these people on a Richter scale. He's a 2 or a 3, whereas the anchor babies are a 10. Or these big corporations, anchor babies are like a 9. Google, Facebook, Twitter paying no tax, having the laws written where they pay no tax, basically, and then lecturing middle-class people they're not paying enough taxes, that. It's like an 11. So there's the headline of your radio listener. I'll read it to you from USA Today. Hundreds of publications picked it up, and we got that point in over the media. Can you guys put the USA Today back up for me just real quick? Thanks. That 30-year-old man finally moves out of his parents' house thanks to Alex Jones. Well, thanks to the listeners. Thanks to the producers getting him in here. It was just a great way, one of those little golden moments where I had an idea. I did it. He grabbed control of it. It blew up. Kind of like I knew that when Hillary couldn't open the can of pickles, so they already had it open in a can of pickles, a jar of pickles, a glass jar that they pop. And I knew that everyone would know they popped. I knew they'd make. I was sitting there at the breakfast table after I worked out with Pat Riley at my house at 9 in the morning, about to come into the office. And I'm sitting there, and this is a couple years ago, obviously the middle of the campaign, 2 years ago. And I said, I got an idea. And I went and got a jar of pickles out of the deal. It was actually a couple of them. And I tested one. I said, see how it pops? With Hillary, it doesn't pop. And I said, on air, you'd hear it pop. They're going to think this is stupid. They're going to pick it up. It's going to be all over the news. And then everyone's going to pop the pickles and know that it was fake for her, that she, and he was like, really? You think that'll be big? And I said, watch. It's those little golden juicies where you just have this idea spontaneously. It follows through. You hijack the news cycle. And we did it again with Mike Rotondo. So, Mike, thanks for helping us get millions of dollars of free advertising here at InfoWars.com. Now you're learning capitalism, or maybe you already knew it, but you thought it was generous, the $3,000. I think it was well worth it. So thank you for being involved in this, my friend.
Thank you for the $3,000 that's made it so that I can move out without going on the street.
Who is this Jedi you're with?
I'm Tony. I actually went to Mike's house because he lives around the corner from where I stay because I was watching InfoWars. I'm a fan of your show. I was watching InfoWars, and I decided to stop by after work one day, and I stopped by, and he wasn't home, but his mother was there. When I told her my last name, she told me, wow, my family has that same exact last name. And through a conversation, I ended up finding out that me and Mike are cousins, and that I did not even know that until that day. So she told me to stop.
You guys do have a family resemblance. What is the Rotondo name? What's the lineage of that?
Well, mine's Mastropool. Would have been Mastropaolo, but it's Mastropool. His mother's, I believe, father's.
That's my mother's side.
Your mother's, yeah, your mother's father's.
My mother's mother's father?
Yes. So I believe it's that, James.
Yeah. Something like that.
Oh, but just both of you. I'm a Heinz 57. Tell me what your backgrounds are. That's interesting.
I'm Italian, Irish, German, and we have a little bit of, I believe my sister just did ancestry.
So you have a powerful liver.
Huh?
You have a powerful liver.
Oh, yeah, yes. That, yeah. And, yeah, but basically, people ask me, it's just Irish-Italian.
Well, there you go. So it turns out you guys are distantly related, so you've come over and helped him. Where are you now, Mike? I mean, you've moved out now.
Right now we are in Tony here's sister's son's house, their son's room.
My sister's house. This is my nephew's room.
He's got the camera and the microphone. And
no, I understand. And I'm saying, where are you moving? You're like in a hotel room or something? What are you going to get in your own little baby bird nest?
I'm going into an Airbnb for the next week or so, but Tony here said that after that I can stay with him for a long term, you know, a long
period
of time.
Well, that's nice for Tony. And you help me get a job. Maybe you guys can be reporters or something. What I'm asking you is, though, is don't you want to get your own nest? Because, you know, when you bring girls over, you don't want, you know.
Girls, but then you got to, you know, you got to take them out. You got to buy the movie and you know, and come back and nothing's done. You didn't get anything done.
I don't know.
Day.
Tell them you're liberal and they're racist and they don't buy you dinner. You got to try that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But you got to understand, Mike, you got to give to get. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can also go Dutch or whatever they call it. Is that what it's called where both people pay?
Or I could go out with a woman who has very strong beliefs for women's rights. And
well, when I was a teenager, there were some housewives in the neighborhood that bought. You know, they take me out to dinner and stuff. Just as I was helping them paint their toenails.
That's right.
But that's been about it for... Now? Yeah, go ahead.
Was that a secret up until now?
No, I'm joking. You think I'm really that cool? Let's get serious. Here, all I'm just saying is you have a baby, and we want to get you back on your feet so you can get, you know, reunited with your ex, at least the point to be with your son, right?
But that's not related to that. You can't take a father who's involved with a child out of that child's life.
But if you got a job and you're back on your feet again, the court will let you start being with your son again. That's how that works.
I disagree. I think that your child is a right, and your child's right to a father is a right.
Well, listen, I'm sure you got screwed over. I'm saying they won't be able to stop you if you get, you basically said the court adjudicated you as having a screw loose. I'm saying prove them wrong. Mike, do you think I might be just a little bit smart? I'm not even that smart. I'm trying to give you basic advice. What's your buddy's name again? What's your name again, brother?
Tony.
Tony,
an InfoWars listener. Can you get some sense into this guy?
Oh, yeah, he's going to be staying with. He's going to be staying after he gets done with his B&B. Yeah, I'm going to talk to him. I work.
He's going to get a job, and he's going to help pay for the food and the lights and all that, right?
Yes.
Or I want you to slap him upside his head right now.
Yeah.
In a month, if he's being a deadbeat, are you going to slug him in the face for me?
Yeah, you got it.
Hey, we can make money that way. I tell you what. Mike, if you don't get a job in the next month, start contributing. How about I pay you $5,000 to knock your teeth out? They can sign a contract.
I'd rather have my teeth. It's going to cost a lot more than $5,000 to fix my teeth.
Well, no, it'll be legal and lawful. I mean, in some states it might be illegal, but I'll knock your teeth out for $10,000. How's that sound?
All the time.
Just the front teeth. How about I break your nose? I'm just joking. I'm just getting a sound bite.
Yeah.
Mike, I actually like you. You know what I think we're going to do with you and Tony? I think we're going to both hire you guys as auxiliary reporters. How's that sound?
I would love that, personally, because I like your show. Me, personally, I would love that.
I like your show, too. I just don't think I'm a reporter-type person.
Hey,
I
say you are and you want to make money, and use your noggin. Tony, it's a package deal. I want you guys out there. I'm going to send you both to cover the Swedish bikini team.
That will do that for free.
I'm in.
I'm thinking about going into comedy. All right, no, I'm serious. I'm gonna make you guys top sponsors of the Swedish bikini team this year, and I'll have you both there as oil boys. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You know, a little bird told me that at the Pentagon, they actually called what's happening Operation 1776 worldwide.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Isn't that funny that what Trump's doing is now being called 1776 worldwide? Where did I hear that? You watch. You'll in the next year or so, you'll hear that term, 1776, worldwide. Think about it. That's the power of ideas. Flesh and blood can go, but ideas, as long as humanity survives itself, are eternal.
And you see a girl from Bonnie dancing through the turquoise, and her footprints make you follow.
All right, let's go back to Mike Rotondo and his cousin, distant cousin Tony, who's a listener, heard about it, went over and helped him. Mike, I'm telling you, I know you probably didn't get a fair shake. You'll get your son at least partially back if you get a job, show you got a place, show you're on your feet. I talked to you on air and in person about what happened to you in court. I get it. You got railroaded. But I'm saying you have a right, sure, but you have to position yourself to show that, even if that's not a fair deal, there's hoops you got to jump through in life, okay? It's like lifting weights. That's how you get stronger, okay? So that's all I'm saying. And then I'm like, hey, how would you like to do, occasionally, I'll say, I want you to go cover this. It can't be, well, you know, I'll say, hey, in a month I want you to go cover this. And I'll pay you both $500, and I'll send you the camera or whatever, or you can hire a camera guy, I'll pay them, and I want you to go cover this. Or I want you to go do person on the street, and I want you to ask the questions I give you. We're talking a couple hours of work, you can send us the raw footage or get an editor, and you make money. And then you get known, and then it's fun. If you agree with our politics or like it, you could do that. But it's all like, well, I don't know. I want to do it this way. I want to do it that way. On getting yourself right with the court, with your kid, on trying to get you a job, on trying to give you advice, you're like, well, I don't really see myself as this or that. Well, then what do you see yourself as? And hopefully when you're living with Tony here, he can, like, show you how to get this done. So let me hear from you, and then I want to hear from Tony about his ideas. Go ahead.
I think that's a great idea. I was talking to him personally about how much I like InfoWars, and I thought, you know, when I heard you ask him to do some reporting for you, I was like, damn, that sounds like a really cool job. That's something I would like to do. I actually said that to him long before I even heard about
it. This is conspiracy.
Yeah, I really.
Yeah, conspiracies really like Trump's going to win and we're going to go above 3% growth rate and shell G5 gives you brain cancer. Sir, it's not conspiracy theories.
Yeah. All right. I would really, I think that's great. Like to me, that's a very, very good job. I would almost classify it as like a dream job because I've been watching you for a very long time. Over, I'd say at least 8 or 9 years.
Mike, what do you say to that?
I say, Tony, if I, after this week where I iron out some legal matters,
yeah.
If I kickstart my business, would you do that with me?
Yes, I would. I would.
Now I gotta do that. Now I gotta.
No, I definitely would.
Make an opportunity.
You know, Mike, you are so funny. When we called you, Mike Rotondo, this week to get you back on, you're like, I'm really busy. I'm kind of big now. I got a lot of calls coming in.
That's not what I said at all.
You have such a ridiculous Cheshire Cat smile on your face. I mean, I'm really trying to figure out, because let me tell you something. You're weird in a good way. But I'm just showing how opportunity, people pass by opportunity all the time, don't even know it. But you've got to be positive enough to seize on it. See, I have to invest in you, actually give you the stuff I want you to do. I got so much on my plate. I got all these great reporters that filed reports from England and Millie Weaver and all this. I haven't even played their reports. Paul Watson, everything. But I've got you on right now. I'm not bragging. I'm saying I've got you on. I'm trying to believe there's value in you. But, you know, Tony seems like a great guy. But you're just sitting there smiling like this is a big joke.
Well, if Tony's a great guy, I guess I'm not then. But
no, you're a good guy.
All right. I just don't see myself as a reporter. I just don't see that as something that. Alex, I was talking to a lot of people today because today was the day I had to be out by noon, and I had CNN call me, and I said, you know, I'm really not doing this anymore. I'm really not, you know.
No, listen, I'm not mad at you. All I'm saying is, they're not going to offer you a job, and if you'll be teachable. You can do it in your own way. It's not like Howard Stern hires people because, you know, they make fun of them and it's pathetic and they humanize them. I would want to try to change your worldview and I don't want to say rehabilitate you, but I'm saying I would like to see you successful. I wouldn't want you to be a laughingstock. I want to make the globalists a laughingstock who have created a culture that produces people like you. You understand that?
The people who are, you know, out there thinking, oh, Mike Rotundo, what a laughing stock, living with his parents, get a job, you know, et cetera. I don't think those people's opinions matter. I don't think that.
No, I know, but do you realize the judo? I'm not that smart, but when we do things right, when we hit holes in ones, we hit them. Okay, so what I'm saying to you is, what I'm getting at here is that. Do you understand that you can't just do everything perfectly the way your brain has it all figured out and the way you want to go? That's how you end up being 30 years old in your parents' house.
I think that that's how, I mean, I understand that there's a lot of people who go through their whole lives like that and never wind up achieving those goals. But I think that I've learned a lot simply by failing at those goals. And I've learned a lot of really unique things that a lot of people I don't think have an opportunity to learn.
I'm sure. We learn from everything, don't we? Going back to Tony. Tony, you seem to like your distant cousin, Mr. Rotundo. I mean, what would you describe him like when he's not on air? Because I can't figure him out.
I can describe him as a really nice, quiet guy. I didn't know Mike prior to going to the house that day. I learned he was my cousin that day. So he lived around the corner from me. I didn't know that until that day.
But you know, he looks a little like Vlad the. He looks a little bit like Vlad the Impaler.
A little bit.
I'll get rid of the beard and the mustache. But I'm back.
Otherwise, he's got good manners. He's a good, nice guy. He's been really nice to me. He's easy to talk to with me. I think he's just a good dude.
Well, good. You know? What are you going to do in a month if he hadn't given you money for the groceries he's eating, the power, and the water?
All right, put a deposit down.
He put a deposit down. He did. And I hope that, you know, he's working by then and maybe, like you've already been saying, going the route that you have laid out. You know, you guys spoke and, you know, it's not, I mean, I came back from a lot
myself. Let's do one more segment with you guys and we get another news. I appreciate you. You understand, Mike, I want to rub the media's nose in you being successful because they are the ones trying to make everybody like this, trying to arrest people's development, trying to break down the culture that paying for all this free crap, for all these slobs, and they point at you like you're the bad guy to cover for what they are. I want you to transcend these people.
Alex, you're telling me straighten up, fly right, do these things, and you can have XYZ in a conventional and well-established way. And that's a very hard argument it's hard to argue with that.
Well, hold on. Let me hear the rest when we come back on the other side of this quick break. We'll be right back as we try to see where this guy's going to go in the future. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today, changing the world together. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign by changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if there were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control.
UFOs. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental, but some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian scum!
Denied everything. Called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
This is a national emergency.
If they kill Trump, remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This was a FEMA high level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They can shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Mike Rotondo, the 30-year-old evicted out of his parents' house last week that the media made like the ultimate evil slob on the planet. Hillary funding the Arab Spring, bragging about it, killing over a million people, putting hundreds of thousands of women and children into sex slavery. That's trendy and fun. The slave auctions are back open after being closed for over 100 years in North Africa. But him living with his parents, he's the worst guy in the world. I think he's eccentric. I think he's a little bit spoiled. But I got to tell you something. I was just reading during the break. Hundreds of more articles, and they describe people camped outside his house following him around. And I was reading where he won't talk to any of them. So he's smart enough to not talk to mainstream media now, but to talk to us. I think that's a good thing. I'm just saying, sometimes you have to do other jobs, Mike, before you can then do your dream job. And I think you're a character, not just the news in the future during your 15 minutes here, but for a way to you to see how the media works. I think you're not like a fixer-upper. I think you're more of an experiment for me to see how that goes. So if you show interest or whatever's going on, we could talk about doing some one-off reporting. Maybe you could cover stuff you like, and you know, and then we can air it or not. You know, we put it out on the internet, but we can, you know, pay attention to it or not. I just think it's interesting, and I think something synergistic's happening here. It's like I didn't just want to say jar of pickles about Hillary and the pop to just get on the news. I envisioned the whole train of thought, excuse me, when I'm exercising and I get a lot of blood in my brain and I'm operating at a higher level, I envisioned how they would attack it, how it would be picked up, how everyone would do it, how they would find they were lying, and like Jimmy Kimmel basically apologizing and saying it's true, Alex Jones is right, the jar pops. And it's something stupid, but see, it's not stupid, it's something everyone can experience that Hillary couldn't open a jar of pickles, you see. So that's how this works. It just shows how everything with her is fake. That's not how you open them anyways. And so I knew, though, that it would feed into the weird comic system. It's almost like mentally ill. So I'm not going to explain all this stuff I do, but and I really have the time and energy to actually envision stuff. I just kind of rampage forward. But you get what I'm saying here, my friend.
Alex, one of the last things that I said to my son before I was no longer able to see him was that, you know, you may find or you may hear that that you're not going to see me anymore and that you're not going to see me, you know, ever again. And I told him that, you know, that isn't true and to know that isn't true. And I want to see through that I want to see with my rights to him. I want to see it through that I have the right to my child and that my child has the right.
And what, you've lost him for what, 6 years?
8 months.
Okay, so you had him those years ago, 8 months. Well, yeah, because you could lose pretty much in a year, year and a half. You need to, right now, just get going. You need to get a job. You need to get your place. You need to show that. And you need to stop trying to be a legal eagle yourself. I'm all for pro se. People know what they're doing. And if you got a good judge, they'll let you be pro se and let you be fair. But, man, come on. You just got to go, hey, I got a job now. Everything's great. I didn't abuse my ex. You know, because I've looked at your case. There's none of that. The fact is, well, what did the court say then? You told me some of it privately, but, I mean, how did this happen that 8 months ago you lost your son?
They connected some mental health issues I had. The most recent was probably early 2010, so about a year ago.
Who says mental health issues? I don't want to hear your – I mean, what is it?
It's I had it was like stress related. It was very hard on myself for weeks and, you know, not quite months, but, you know, nearly months.
So did you go see a counselor and get it paid for via government?
No, I saw a psychologist who told me that who wrote me a bill for a lifetime of mental health issues. And that really, I guess you could say it didn't work for me. So I was determined to be.
Well, if you don't tell me the story, I can't help you because here's the thing. It's like Russian roulette. Some psychologists are great. Some are terrible. And it's all their own cult. It's all their own system. You know, it's some truth to it, but it's all just their template over reality. And so it's delusion. They're trying to play God, a lot of them. But Did you hurt yourself? Did you get put in jail? Did you do anything wrong? Or did you just go have a breakdown, put in with the government because you didn't want to pay for the bill, got them to help you, and so then they adjudicated you incompetent and took your son? Because that's how that works. There's nothing for free. They want to get you on welfare. They want to get you in the system to take your child, to say that you are a moron so that they can break up families.
I haven't had any issues since about 8 years ago. They told my son.
How did you get in with them? Okay. You had an issue. How many years ago? 8 years ago?
Yeah. Eight years ago. But there was no significant.
And is that when the I mean, how old's your son?
He's 8.
Okay, so recently you had this issue. They used whatever was in the psychology record. You had the issue of your son. Tell me what the judge said. Just communicate. Why did you lose your son?
I don't remember exactly what the judge said. It was kind of a blur, but it was basically the findings were that, that it can only be supervised visitation with a mental health professional. So I meant I had to pay a professional for their time.
No, I get it. Stop worrying about the money. The money will come. I get it. Did you hurt yourself? Did you hurt your son?
No. I was an excellent father since he was a baby.
Yep. So what, did you get a new boyfriend or something?
That did happen.
Yeah. Look, dude, you got to man up. You got to go make money. You got to get your own life going. And you got to get a good lawyer. That wants to, you know, you probably, I tell you this, a lot of lawyers want attention. You get a good family law lawyer, they want to come on the show, talk about it. That right there is publicity for them. If you man up, if you man up and start getting a job and become a reporter and kick ass, I will look, if you follow that stuff, at getting you a lawyer and exploring what went on. And if I find out you're telling the truth about you and your son, I will help you get a lawyer. Just the fact your ex sees this, things will start changing. But you've got to man up and stop trying to act like a baby and have it your way.
Manning up is what I'm doing, Alex, by standing up for the government, which I'm not afraid of.
I know, but if I know how to help you and if I see you're telling the truth, there's ways to do this. You understand? Have you ever ridden a bull?
The what?
You ever ridden a bull?
No. Oh, I've ridden a mechanical bull once. I didn't do very well.
Me too. But you listen to folks that have ridden a bull before.
Right. I have not gotten advice from someone who's been bull riding.
My point is that it's a dangerous thing you're involved in. You need to listen to people who have knowledge, not try to reinvent it yourself. You understand that?
I think that with my strategy and approach is really good.
Well, you better do it in the next. I don't know New York law, but it's pretty similar all over the country. Within a year and a half, if you're not with your son, they'll terminate your parental rights. What are you going to this? That's riding a horse, not a bull.
They don't scare me, Alex.
All right, we'll be right back. I'll finish up with both of you guys. What I'm saying is you need to follow through, man. You need to follow through and get out of the haze and just stop. You say, they don't scare me. Well, it better scare you because you hadn't had your son in 8 months.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I like Indians, you know, from the subcontinent India. Every Indian I've ever met is hardworking, smart, kind of libertarian, doesn't like the system. Vanessa Souza, he wasn't even born in this country, wasn't he? And he came here and ended up being in Reagan's cabinet when he wasn't even 30 years old because he earned it. He's super smart. He's super cool. And he doesn't buy into how they demonize me and say, don't come on the show. You know, he gets it. He just got pardoned by Trump. Now imagine a Dinesh D'Souza versus Mike Rotondo and his friend, who's a nice fellow. We're going to talk to him more in a second. I'm offering to mentor Mike Rotondo. He said, oh, you're too radical. I don't agree with your politics. I'd say, oh, totally agree. Got it. He said he likes my politics in here on air in the other studio when he was here last week. We did one in here and we did a live one in there as well. Both these are live. But we did commercial-free podcast for the new podcast studio. And that was it, or I guess the long-form studio. And I'm sitting here trying to tell him, I mean, look, I've had my children for almost 3 years with supervised visits for their mom. And I didn't push for that, but that's what happened because I knew what I was doing in the legal system. And now I have my children 50-50, and that's great. I'm sitting here. I've been through this. I'm telling you how to navigate stuff, and you just don't even want to hear what I'm saying. You're like, well, I don't know if I want a job. I don't know if I want this. I don't know if I want that. You have to do something is what I'm getting at. And listen, we have the lowest unemployment ever recorded in modern history, 3.8%. Wages are going up. It's causing some inflation. Nothing's perfect. You can get pretty good paying jobs everywhere right now if you're just willing to work. So you keep saying, oh, I've got this job. Oh, I've got this business. We don't want your secret. We don't want your genie in the bottle. Tell us. So it's not, you know, just stuff in the air. Tell me what it is you're planning to do as a business. Tell me.
Well, I just got had someone reach out to me yesterday that develops an app in the area, and you know, Dan, you want to hit me up, call me back. You know, he talked to me about his the business that he works for, and it really sounds like a dream come true to me to work with this company that develops this app. And
so you have skills in building apps.
He said that there's a lot of different things that I could do. I don't necessarily need to be a programmer, but a lot of the things about what their business needs are things that I was actually the things that I'm very interested in.
What is that?
Different types of data analysis.
Data analysis.
All right. Different types.
Tony, we're going to get you guys back on as this unfolds, but let me ask you about this. What do you know? Do you know anything about your friend saying that he doesn't want to ever see his parents again? I think that's kind of me. I think we should encourage him to see his parents again. And also, did you call the police on him? Let me ask Mike before we go back to Tony. Mike, did you call the police on your parents about the toys?
The toys and inheritance of mine that I was my father was trying to prevent me from receiving.
So I thought you told me, as I'm reading this off of Syracuse.com, I thought you told me, this is just posted today, I thought you told me you moved out with your distant cousin, but it's saying you got evicted.
I had to be out by noon today, and I did that.
Well, did your dad take your toys? I mean, did you carry your toys out?
It's my son's toys. My toys I don't characterize as toys.
I'm not being mean here. I'm saying, is the story accurate? Let's roll some of the video in the background. What happened? What happened at the house?
I asked my father for additional toys that were in the basement, which is locked, things in there are not available to me physically. And I said, is there anything else down there? He said, no. I said, are there any? You have a green bin down there? He said, yes. I said, are there toys in there? He said, I don't think so. I said, something about, I don't remember how the conversation actually went, but basically my father said to me, I bear the burden of proof to name items which are not available to me, and if they are found, they will be produced.
Well, you have been there, you're 30. I mean, you've had time to get this stuff together instead of the hour you're supposed to be out. You know what possession is 9/10 of the law means? That's his house, his castle, his property. If you didn't get your crap out before, it's not his problem.
I didn't. I didn't get it out, but this was all prior to noon today. This was actually yesterday.
God, Mike, what I'm telling you is it's not your dad's fault you didn't get your crap out. The very day you're supposed to be out, it's not his fault it's not out.
I did get my crap out. He actually, after the police left, he mysteriously found it after the police told me that I had to file a civil suit.
Why didn't you just go get the toys yourself?
That's very confrontational, Alex, and very unwise because you can cause.
Wait, you were already in that. Where's video? You carrying stuff out of the house. What, he said you can't go in the basement?
Correct.
Okay, now there you go. Then my dad wouldn't let me in the basement. Well, now I see you got a point. I'm not trying to be a jerk here, man. I'm trying to get you to, like, face up to consequences. What is your response to me saying there's so many jobs out there right now because of unemployment being so low?
I'm hoping that I can get a job with this company that who contacted me yesterday. I'm hoping that that would work out.
Well, I want to thank Tommy, your distant cousin, for being a listener and hearing about this and trying to help you. And I appreciate what you're doing because he needs some guidance. And we're not having Mike on to talk down to him here. He's smart in many ways. There's just, how would you describe him, Tony? Because it's just, there's something weird.
I would just describe him as a little bit quirky, but a good guy. He seems a little quirky. Little suspicions of maybe a little bit of Asperger's. Actually, the room we're sitting in is my nephew's, which he has autism. And, when I seen that, that's what really hit me in the heart a little bit. I heard you say that, and I wanted to make sure, I went over and just seeing that he was all right, because I'm a good person at my heart.
I think that's it. I think Mike is a little bit autistic, and I'm not trying to diagnose this. I'm not a medical doctor. He just has thing.
No, if I have it, that's fine. If I have it and it can get diagnosed, I can. There's professionals who know how to help me. I'm sure, but You know, it doesn't matter to me if I have that or not.
No, you're not bad. I've got my own issues, I'm sure. You know, they have names for it, I'm sure, but it's what they project on. I'm just saying there's a lot of chemical in the environment. Our brains, for a while, were getting bigger. People have really big brains tend to have a lot of wiring issues. So, you know, there's a fine line between idiot savants and, you know, people that are mentally retarded. I'm not saying you're retarded. You're there. You're smart. You make witty comments, but you don't get it. You don't connect. And you're not doing it as a jerk. You're just kind of in your own world. And so I was just hoping that we could try to help you out. Tony, maybe you can work with him and figure out some things he wants to report on. I don't think it's a pearls before swine situation with you.
And see if I can on the camera.
I would take you up on that offer. I would do that with him. I would report for InfoWars.
Here,
I would love to do it.
I don't want to be a public figure anymore. In fact, I'm thinking that this interview here may be ending my dialogue with the public. But is it all right? What if I go with Tony and Tony does the actual reporting? What if could we do that?
Yeah. I think that's an idea. Wow. Absolutely.
Okay, so let's do that. Tony's the guy in the public.
We'll work something out. Now we still got to add the fact that you're involved in it somehow. But yeah, no, I think that's reasonable. Yeah. So you're negotiating, and you're navigating things.
I'll be a creative. I think I'll help. Yeah. I'll help.
Well, a lot of times the reporter is creative. That's what you want is reporters that operate on their own. All right, guys. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for coming on. We'll get a chapter 2 hopefully next week. So if you want to come back with us, that'd be great. And we'll just move forward. So have a great weekend coming up.
He's going to contact you.
Pardon?
Tony's going to contact you.
Say it again?
Tony is going to contact
you. Oh, I get it. Don't talk to you. Talk to your manager.
All right.
Okay. We'll start getting you limos, helicopters, everything. You'll have your own airplane like Trump.
Aircraft carriers.
All right, guys. Hey, in fact, since that's his manager now, let me talk to Tony. So let's get Tony's number. Thank you, guys. I'll see you guys. Have a great weekend. See, he's kind of a comic. It's a comic. He needs to go nationally as a comic. He's pretty funny. He's just nothing compared to people who make me pay for their sex changes and abortions. I'm sorry. I'm not going to hate the guy because he is you know, somewhat of a deadbeat. We'll see what happens. I'm trying not to be a deadbeat, but to fight Soros, the globals, the whole new world order, I need your funding. So, see, at the end of the day, we all help each other. Plus, it's a win-win. I have items, products, the best supplements. Just like our information is dynamite, it's explosive, it's dangerous. Our products are amazing. They're high quality. They're game-changing. Free shipping on all our best-selling nutraceuticals. X2, BioTrue Selenium, the Real Red Pill Plus, BrainForce, all of it. Take advantage of it and be part of history, funding the InfoWar and get great products. Sign up for AutoShip, additional 10% off on things like all the products. Wake Up America Coffee, you name it. Anything that's perishable or anything you're going to reorder, InfoWarsLive.com. Stay with us. I've got more to add about the big North Korea developments.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.